It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, December 20th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. The January 6th committee issues criminal referrals against Donald Trump. Mike Pence disagrees with that. Drug overdoses in Oregon hit an all-time high. Weather experts rank the snowiest cities in the nation. Also ahead, how much do you know or care about Jesus? But first, the House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot, sending four criminal referrals against Donald Trump to the Justice Department. Charges include obstruction of an official proceeding, conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to make false statements, and insurrection. The Democrat-controlled committee releasing the following statement. The evidence leads to one overwhelming conclusion. The central cause of January 6th was one man, Donald Trump. Now, many believe the conclusion by the House committee was preordained. Former Vice President Pence is one of those. The VP was asked about impending charges against Trump during an interview. Said Pence, quote, "When it comes to the Justice Department's decision about bringing charges in the future, I would hope they would not bring charges against the former president. I think the president's actions and words on January 6th were reckless, but I don't know that it is criminal to take bad advice from lawyers," unquote. Drug overdoses in Oregon hitting a record high. The state decriminalized hard drugs, including heroin and cocaine, 2 years ago. Maximum fine for possession of hard narcotics, $100. Since legalization, overdose deaths are up 25%. Oregon has the highest addiction rate in the country. Health experts believe 1 in 10 people in the Northwest are addicted to drugs or alcohol. New survey from the Fox Weather Channel ranks the snowiest cities in the country. The experts study climate data from the last three decades. Top five, Anchorage, Alaska, Erie, Pennsylvania, Flagstaff, Arizona, Boulder, Colorado, and the number one snowiest city, Syracuse, New York. The small town near Lake Ontario typically sees 130 inches of snow a year. That's 11 feet in a moment. As Christmas approaches, how much do you know about Jesus the Nazarene? Right back with that.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. 5 days till Christmas, the celebration of the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. Some historical facts. 5 BC, Jesus was born. 4 BC, Jesus, Mary, Joseph traveled west to avoid persecution from King Herod, and then eventually returned to Israel. 8 AD, Jesus visits the temple in Jerusalem as a boy. 25 AD, Jesus is baptized by John the Baptist and begins his ministry. 26 AD, Jesus gains a major following for some reason, which we will discuss. 27 AD, Jesus delivers his Sermon on the Mount. 28 AD, Jesus returns to Jerusalem with his disciples, where he is crucified by the Romans as an insurrectionist. Now, you may remember that I wrote a book called Killing Jesus, A History of the Nazarene. No religion in the book. We did not use the word Christ because that means Redeemer. And I did not want any religious connotations in killing Jesus. Well, our research took us to Israel, where the government opened its historical files on that period of time, which were a tremendous help. And then we went to Italy in the archives there to get the Roman records of what happened to Jesus as the Romans were occupying Palestine, that's what it was called then, and kept meticulous records. That's Pontius Pilate, the scourging, the crucifixion, all of that. Now, the number one thing that I found out as not only an author historian, but as a human being, is that Jesus of Nazareth was doing something that began to attract thousands of people to hear and see him. Only they could not hear him because there were no microphones. So he would stand on a hill or in a boat in the middle of a body of water, and he would preach, but very, very few people could actually hear him. Still, they kept on coming. Now, in killing Jesus, we don't have any miracles. How could we? They have to be documented by physicians, and there is no record of that. However, the Roman and Jewish spies, which were following Jesus around, because both the Sanhedrin in Jerusalem, the Jewish authorities, and Pilate to some extent, were worried about these big crowds. Those spies reported miraculous hearings. And that's where the miracles in the New Testament come from. So bottom line on Jesus of Nazareth, and that is why we celebrate Christmas, is that he, a poor stone cutter, became the most famous person who ever lived. Think about it. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. At the height of the American Revolution, a Patriot general led a surprise attack against thousands of mercenaries stationed in New Jersey. The audacious operation turned the war in favor of the Continental Army. Here is the story of George Washington's Christmas assault. After months of heavy losses to the British, the Americans had lost control of most strategic points along the East Coast, including New York City and the surrounding area. On Christmas night, 1776, Washington quietly crossed the frozen Delaware River with 5,500 troops. Their target, a battalion of German soldiers in Trenton, New Jersey, who were fighting for the British. Volunteers from Philadelphia and New England helped guide the American troops through the treacherous rapids. Half of Washington's forces, including artillery and other heavy weapons, did not make it. They couldn't get through the icy waters. But Washington decided to forge ahead with just 2,000 men. At 8 a.m., the morning of December 26th, colonial forces reached the outskirts of Trenton and attacked the unsuspecting Hessians. The Germans were hung over from Christmas festivities and underestimated the Patriot threat. Washington's men quickly overwhelmed their defenses, and 90 minutes later, Trenton surrendered. 1,000 Germans were captured, just 4 Americans died during the attack. The victory was not significant from a strategic point of view, but news of the skirmish raised the spirits of the colonists, who previously feared that the Continental Army was incapable of defeating the English forces. By moving ahead with his bold plan, Washington reignited the cause of freedom and gave new hope to the revolution. And here's something else you might not know. The British were actually tipped off before Washington's attack. A group of spies and American deserters informed the Germans of the Patriot plan 2 days before on Christmas Eve. But the mercenaries never believed that George Washington, a devout Christian, would attack on Christmas. Back after this.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.